Let's turn to our text. Hebrews chapter 1. From verse
1. Ngamathuba amaningi nangezindlela eziningi ekugcineni kwale mihla ukhulume kithina ngendodana ayimise ibe indlalifa yakho konke owadala ngayo futhi izwe.
God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds.
Yona ethi ingumenyezela kwenkazimulo yakhe, ifuze yena uqobo, iphasa konke ngezwi lamandlayo, isiyenzile ukuhlanzwa kwezono, yahlala ngakwesukunene somkhulu kweliphezulu, seyaba Nkulu kunezingelosi njengalokhu igama eliyifa likhulu kunelazo.
Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high.
Manje lamazwi amumethe okuningi ngizothatha inxenye kuphela.
These words contain so much, so I'll just take some of it.
Singakafundi kake sithi ukucimeza kancane.
Before we continue, let us pray.
Siyakudinga Nkosi nomoya ongcwele ukuba usikhanyisele lokho esikufundile nesikuzwayo.
Lord, we need you, and through your Holy Spirit, enlighten this to us that we will be blessed by it.
Amen. Namhla ngithanda ukuthi ngikhulume ngobuNkulunkulu yenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu.
Today I'd like to speak about the divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ngoba kukhona abantu abashoyo ukuthi awu kodwa abamhlophe ama missionary afika athi asilahle amadlozi akithi simukele idlozi lakubo.
There are some people that say, well, the whites and the missionaries, they came and they say they told us to give up our ancestral spirits and accept their ancestral spirits.
Ngicela ukuveza namhlanje ukuthi uJesu Kristu akasiloni idlozi elifana namanye amadlozi.
But I want to make it clear that the Lord Jesus is not an ancestral spirit as others' ancestral spirits.
The human spirit.
Könntest du das sagen, bitte, Kleine? Wie auf Englisch?
Bitte. Ehlosi. That is the ancestral spirit. Is a human spirit, the human soul.
Ngakho-ke ngithi uJesu akasilona idlozi nje lomuntu. So Jesus is not just a human spirit, an ancestral spirit.
Ngoba uJesu wafa. Wavuka bambona wayukela wayizulu ezulwini ngesidumbu sakhe.
Because Jesus died and he rose again and they saw him, experienced him, and then he ascended into heaven, he as a person.
Ngakho-ke uJesu ungambaleli kwabaphansi.
So don't number Jesus among the ancestral spirits.
UJesu unguNkulunkulu. Yize nokuthi waba umuntu ukhobolwayo.
Jesus is actually God in spite of the fact that he also became man. We just recently celebrated Christmas, the coming of our Lord Jesus.
Sabona umntwana ongafana namanye abantwana muhle kunabo bonke unenkazimulo kunabo bonke akekho thandeka njengaye.
And we looked at this child that was born, who was more wonderful and glorious than anyone else that had ever come to this earth.
Akaze kwenzeka ukuthi kuzalwe ingane efana nomntwana owazalelwa enkombeni wenkomo phezu kwefolishi nohoyi.
No other child had ever been born that could be compared with this child that was born there in the stable, lying there in a manger on the straw.
Esendaweni edelelekile ephansi kodwa angekho obe njengayo ngokuphakama ngokukhulu ngoba yena ube umfanekiso kaNkulunkulu uqobo lwakhe.
He was in a lowly, despised place, looked down upon, and yet there was no one greater than Jesus himself, who was God.
Ubani owake wazalwa ukuthi laphezelwe kwehle uquqaba lwasezulwini izingelozi ziyoqula noma zikhulume zibike umbiko omkhulu njengaye uJesu.
I want you to understand that this child was different to any other child and how great he is, because can you tell me of any other child that was ever born that whose birth was announced by the angels themselves? He was the first and the last that was born in this way, where when he was born, the heavens were opened. Heaven came down, and it was announced to the people on earth. And this shows us that this child is unlike any other child. This child is God himself. He alone holds the whole world. In fact, he upholds all things. It only exists because of him.
Uyena futhi ophethe zonke izinto.
He upholds all things by the word of his power. Our text says he upholds everything.
Yena ophasa konke.
He allows everything.
Izwi lithi yena ngokufakazi kwembhalo ulidwala laphakade.
And by the testimony of the words of God and the scriptures, he is the eternal rock. Jesus asked his disciples, he said, what do people say about me? Who am I? They said, some say you are John the Baptist. Others say you are Elijah. That has come. Or Ezekiel that has come back to life. And then he said, but what do you say who I am? And Peter answered, he said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
What is it?
And the Lord said, Peter, flesh and blood, no man has revealed this to you. God himself has revealed it to you. And then he said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Now some people are confused by it. They say that means that Peter was the rock and is the rock on which the church is built. And yet that's not the case. In the Greek, in the original text, it says, you are Petros, but on this Petra, I will build my church.
Petros, ngesiNgisi, ukuthi itshe lihlephukile. Noma likhulu, kodwa lihlephukile.
Now, Petros means a rock, but one that is split.
That's been broken. Noma lincane, noma likhulu. Petros.
Now it could be a big or small rock, but you refer to it as a Petros.
Petra. Kuchukuti dwaleli kulu. Abazi geography bayazi ukuthi koni Gibraltar. Enyakato ne Africa. Ngase Spain. Kukoni dwaleli kulu. Ilona ke elingu Petra.
But now Petra refers to a massive rock, huge, like the Rock of Gibraltar. So when Peter said, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God, the Lord Jesus responded and he said, you are Petros, that small rock that's broken. But on this Petra, that big rock, I will build my church. Now we as believers, we build upon this Petra, and that's where the church is built upon, and that rock will prevail no matter what happens in this world, no matter how difficult or what comes its way, it will stand firm.
Umuntu sizolahla bakithi simukele idlozi labajuda cha akunjalo uJesu akasiyumuntu ofana nathi akabalelwa futhi kwabaphansi uye oyindodana kaNkulunkulu.
So we cannot Jesus is different to an ancestral spirit. We cannot refer to him as an ancestral spirit of the Jews. No, he is not to be counted among those spirits.
John 1 verse 18. Kuthwa kakho awke wabona uNkulunkulu. Indodana ezelwe yodwa esesifubeni sikayise iyona embonakalisile. Uyena osthele ngaye uNkulunkulu.
In John 1 verse 18, no one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. Now, the second point, I'm trying to keep it short.
UNkulunkulu esekhulumile endulo kokhokho ngabaprofeti ngamathuba amaningi nangezindlela eziningi.
God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets.
Ngisho abaprofeti bangempela ababethunywe uNkulunkulu esibatholayo eTestamenteni elidala.
Now these were the real prophets that we find in the Old Testament. People sent by God who brought God's messages, not like the self-declared prophets of nowadays.
Kwabhalwa phansi kusukela kuMosi kuze kube uMalachi isiqalo nesiphetho seTestamenteni elidala.
So throughout the Old Testament, from the time of Moses through to Malachi, throughout there are prophecies. So through them already God declared what was to happen, that a virgin would give birth to a son and he would be a king and many more things. But then there were other
sinabaprofeti abangamashumi amathathu ababalwayo eBhayibhelini kodwa isingenazo incwadi zabo ngoba bakhuluma ababhalanga phansi.
And then there are many other prophets. There are 30 prophets that are mentioned in the Bible that don't have a special book allocated just to them.
Yikho umlobi wale ncwadi ithi uNkulunkulu ekhulumile endulo kokhokho ngabaprofeti ngamathuba amaningi nangezindlela eziningi.
And that's why it says here, God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets.
Ngamathuba amaningi.
At various times.
Kusukela kuMose, kuGenesis. Kuze kufike kuMalachi, kuze kufike ezalweni kwaJesu, iminyaka eyinkulungwane namashumi amane namashumi amahlanu.
And from the time of Moses right through to Malachi was
1450 years before Christ. UNkulunkulu ke wathu wakhuluma ngezindlela eziningi ezahlukeneyo ngalamathuba ngalesi sikhathi.
And God spoke in various ways at various times.
EBhayibhelini zineyincwadi ezingu-66.
In the Bible there are 66 books.
Kodwa uma sifunde ayikho incwadi efana tu nenye incwadi.
And if we read, we find that no one book is exactly like another one.
Uma uthathe isabelelo.
If you take Psalms.
Psalms. Bese uqhathanisa nezaga zika Solomon, uzobona ukuthi hayi kwangathi olunye ulimi nala isabelelo olunye ulimi.
If you compare Psalms with the Proverbs, you realize that it's different in the way it's written.
Uma uthatha umprofeti Isaiah, uthatha nomprofeti Ezekiel, uzobona ukuthi akufani tu. Kube ngathi ukukhulunywa olunye ulimi lo, la khulunywa olunye ulimi lapha.
And then even if you take the prophets, Isaiah and Ezekiel, and you compare the way it's written and what is said, it's presented in a different way.
Uma uthatha incwadi ka Ezra no Nehemiah bese uqhathanise nencwadi yabahluleli, uzobona ukuthi hayi akufani. Kodwa kukho konke khuluma uNkulunkulu bethi into eyodwa.
And if you take
ukukhuluma ngezindlela eziningi ezahlukene.
And if you take Ezra and Nehemiah and you compare it with the book of Judges, you realize that it's presented in different ways.
Bebekhuluma abaprofeti kodwa bengakhulumi bona uNkulunkulu bebafaka amazwi emlonyeni. Kusho ukuthi bekhuluma uNkulunkulu ngabaprofeti.
So even though the prophets spoke in these different ways, yet they were inspired by God. It was God speaking through them.
Ake ngilinganise ukuze kukhanye.
Let me illustrate it this way.
Ontundu uzula ngeza khulume ashumayele. Ezulu can come and preach. Bese kufika ingisi khushumayele.
And
bese kufika umGriki akhulume akushumayele. Bese kufika umJuda. Bonke bakhuluma into efanayo ngoNkulunkulu oyedwa. Kodwa ulimi alufani. Kodwa uNkulunkulu ukhuluma ngabo ukuba indaba isikhanyele kahle.
So you can have a Zulu preaching, an Englishman speaking, a Greek or a Jew speaking, and even though they will all preach the same gospel, but they speak in different ways, different languages. So we cannot say, well, the Bible is a book for the whites or for the blacks or for the Jews. It is God speaking through people. The last point. He ultimately then spoke through his own son. Now God was no longer speaking through his prophets, but speaking through his own son. Today we don't need prophets to prophesy about the Lord, because he is the ultimate prophet, the highest authority, and now God speaks through him.
AmaSulumane athi yethu inkolo eyokugcina uMuhammad waba umprofeti wokugcina. Yikho kufanele ukuthi silalele kona.
Now the Muslims say that Muhammad was the last prophet and therefore one should listen to him.
AmaHindu athi umprofeti wethu inkolo yethu iyona endala, ngakho ke kufanele ukuthi silalele yona.
But the Hindus, on the other hand, says theirs is the oldest religion, so that is what we should be listening to. You heard the Honorable MEC saying how he grew up, that they weren't involved in ancestral worship rituals. And we see how God kept them.
Uma wake wahlabela ewahlabela umuntu ziyophela inkomo esibayeni sakho.
If you start slaughtering for the ancestors, you will have to continue till you have no cows left in your crop.
Bekhona undlunkulu omkhulu owathi yebo siyahlaba sikhonza abaphansi. Kodwa lengane manje engizalayo ngifuna ukuthi ibe umthandazo nje. Okay, what? All right. Zonke ingane bezihlushwa ukugula bezifa. Kodwa leyo mthandazo yakhula kunazo zonke. But ayizange sihluphe.
There was a certain queen, when one of the children was to be born, she said, I'd like this child just to be begotten and through prayer, and that it's brought up with prayer. None of the other rituals, and that child was turned out to be the healthiest and best.
Abekho abanye abasibulela uNkulunkulu ugcina ukukhuluma ngendodana yakhe.
So no one prophesied, no one had to tell us. God himself spoke through his son.
Le ndodana indlalifa yakhe.
And his son is his heir.
Ibusa kanye nayo.
And he rules together with him.
Wamisa phezu kwezinto zonke abe izibulo.
And God has placed him above everything else. He is the firstborn, the heir. God even created the earth through him. Through him it was created. So he was not just so despised as he was when he came into this world. No, he was highly honored. And I think the whole of heaven, all the angels must have gotten up and said, we have to announce this.
Kodwa manje ngesikhathi sokugcina uNkulunkulu sekhuluma ngomlomo wakhe.
So in times,
wakushiwo uJesu umlomo wakhe ukukhuluma kukaNkulunkulu.
So in times past, God spoke through people, through his prophets, to bring his message. But now in these times, God himself speaks. His son is speaking, so that's him speaking.
UJesu watobona mina.
Jesus said, who sees me sees the Father. Jesus said, Philip, why do you say, show me the Father? You've been with me for so long. Haven't you realized yet that if you see me, you see the Father? For I and the Father are one. I and him and he and me. The Bible speaks much of the fact that he is God himself. The Son, He Himself, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, so He's the express image of God. God whom we cannot see, and yet we see Jesus. And all that is created was created through Him, by Him, for Him. So Jesus is the image of God. If I see Him, and I see God. If I see Jesus, I see the image of God. I see His very person, His character. And that's why that no, it says in God's word, no one has seen God at any time, but the only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. Through Him we see God. And Jesus Himself holds all things and upholds all things. He upholds all things by the word of His power. Look at the sun. Look at the sun, and at night, the moon and the stars, that you cannot even count. There are so many, and God holds it all. The sun. And God controls everything. Jesus upholds it all. He supports it all. The sun will not come up in the east and set in the south. The stars don't bump into each other. All that has been created, He holds in His hand and controls. In summer or in winter, whether it's hot or cold, And everything follows the path that God has set. He controls it all. Everything, the sun, the seasons, everything God holds in the palm of His hand. He controls everything. Someone can even hold a gun to your head, pull the trigger. It won't go off unless He allows it. It's upheld by His word of power.
Ukuluma nawe, ukuluma nami, namuhla.
Now God is speaking to you and he's speaking to me through this word today.
Siyalalela yini ukukhuluma kukaNkulunkulu?
Do we hear God?
Siyalalela yini ukukhuluma kukaJesu Kristu?
Do we hear God speaking to us? Do we hear when Jesus speaks?
Kungaba indaba edabukisayo ukuba singezwa ukukhuluma kwakhe. Ngoba uNkulunkulu ukhuluma namhlanje ngendodana yakhe.
It would be sad if we do not hear, because this is God Himself speaking through His only begotten Son. It's not just man speaking, this is God Himself speaking through His Son, Jesus. And He is that great, mighty rock. And who are you but this small broken rock? And if that mighty rock falls on you, you'll be nothing.
Bekufanele ukuthi simkhonze, bekufanele ukuthi abe ngokuqala kithina.
We should fear him, we should worship him. He should be the very first in our lives.
Hayi ukuthi abe njengesipele semoto esifakwe emuva. Hamba uhamba ukhohlwe isipele. Uma usupantshelwa isonto, usuyakhipha isipele. Emuva usifake abanye bamenza kanjalo uNkulunkulu bakhohlwa uyena bayahamba bayathokoza bayaphuza bayafeba ngokhisimusi uphuzwa iwhisky nani nani bayashelana bayangcola akekho ukucabanga kodwa uma usufa uma usubhantshelwa isondo usuzomemeza yena.
Many people treat God like a spare wheel of a car. They put Him in the boot, they forget about Him, they go their own ways, do their own thing, even at Christmas time. They don't even think of Him. They just party, they live their moral lives. They forget about God until they get a flat tire, then they get Him out.
2011, noma simfake ebhutini sihambe sihambele bese uma sesivelelwe inkinga awu uNkulunkulu wami awu ngisize uNkulunkulu.
How do we start?
Ufanele ukuthi umkhonze njalo. Yes, ungene kulonyaka ka 2011 umkhonze njalo.
How are you starting this year 2011? Are you starting it with God? Is He the first in your life? Or are you going to treat Him like a spare wheel? We don't know what awaits us this year. Someone told me that in the news this morning, it was said that was the first time ever that they can remember that food had to be imported into South Africa was we ran out. They're expecting high inflation, food prices expected to soar. They say the meat price has gone up unbelievably. So we don't know what is coming our way. If people deny God, maybe they'll come to their senses when they get hungry.
Ngoba kuzofika isikhathi la phela ukudla noma kungaphelanga ukuhle sokuthola phesheya le eDRC eKhongo ngesikhathi ngilapho ilithe lodwa lobisi 23 rand ngoba balithola eBelgium.
And for many years I've encouraged people to grow their own crops so that at least they will have enough to fend for themselves. Otherwise we'll end up like the DRC where they have to import even milk and pay 23 rand a litre for it because they bring it from Belgium.
Nginhlekise uma nifuna inyama eshibhile thengani la ekhaya. Uma nifuna impuphu eshibhile thengani la ekhaya. Angikaboni lo. Izolo kufike noma kuthandi unkosikazi weSulumane fike nomunye umnumzane lithi hawu kodwa nifunani la ingane edilobheni lakini zikhona iy'tolo nani nani bathi hhayi silethwa iprice nalokhu esikutholayo esikuthengayo asikutholi kwenye indawo. Kusho ukuthi uma uyenza into ngonkulunkulu uyakuphumelelisa kodwa umshiya ngeke upantshelwe isonde lodwa nje ungapatshelwa amasondo amabili noma amathathu noma amane ngesikhathi esodwa isigcino kuzalele inkuku emotweni yakho uhlala ney'nyoka ngoba unkulunkulu umshiye emuva. Mthatha uNkulunkulu namuhla ummise phambili noma ngisepolitikini noma ngisemabhizinisini noma ngikuwe-education akukho kulunga yena uyinhloko yezinto zonke noma ungaba neqhutha elihle kangaka elinembala emihle ecwebezelayo nquma ikhanda phelile umsebenzi wayo. Yokuma nje uma kuthetheke igazi yonke indawo nawo oseduze uzothwala igazi umuntu ongamisa uNkulunkulu abe yinhloko yakhe uyiqhude elinqunywe ikhanda ngeke izinto zilungele iSouth Africa uma singambili simisa uNkulunkulu uJesu Kristu nomhlaba wonke jikelele ngoba yena uyinkosi yemibuso yonke nohulumeni basehlombe lakhe abaprofeti basho kanjalo yena ophethe umhlaba kodwa uma simbuyisela eceleni awu naye uzosibuyisela eceleni sihlupheke kodwa kungaba yinhlanhla uma ekuhluphekeni kwethu simkhumbule
if you want to prosper, put God first in your life in everything. Don't just make him your spare wheel. You think you get a puncture and you'll put on the spare. Maybe you'll get 2-3 flat tires at once. And what will you do then? Excuse me?
Inyoni zezulu zingayixoshi imbewu zihambe nayo kodwa ube umhlabathi ovundile ngena imbewu yophela indlala kungesiyindlala nje ngokuhla okuyeswini kodwa indlala yokomoya.
And I hope that this seed that has been sown will fall into good soil. Not that the birds of the air take it because it falls onto rocky soil, but that it will fall into good soil, bear forth much fruit, and then you won't suffer famine in your spiritual life. Let's pray.
Sangimincha ukuhlanga nipakwa ko ngichu listen kosi o ta kweni lwako vyandi sangimbinja
ugushaga ni
Nkosi Jesu Kristu siyacela ukuthi umusa wakho ube nathi sonke.
We pray our Lord Jesus Christ that your grace will be with us all.
Kuzo zonke ikhathi, kuzo zonke inyanga, noma sidonsa intaba, noma siwele phansi emkhoshini, sidinga ukwela imfula, umusa wakho ungashiyi.
Wherever we are, Lord, whatever we do, wherever we have to go, up mountains, through valleys, cross rivers, wherever, Lord,
our way takes us.
May this year, 2011, be the year of God's grace for us.
Amen.
Amen.